I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I love champagne, but don't hold up a glass of bubbly to a Frenchman if it comes from the Napa Valley. Zut alors. The French will sniff and say, if it's not from the region of Champagne, it can't technically be called champagne. Fair enough, they set the standard for classic bubbly there, but that standard is under threat, and the threat is coming from something that's starting to affect all of us, climate change. Here's more from reporter Fawn Keim.
The hills of Champagne, France, roll out in waves of grapevines. Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. These are the varieties used to make champagne, and this is the only place in the world where the coveted sparkling wine is made. In the windy town of Vertou, there's only one thing amiss in the idyllic late fall landscape. It's the flowers.
Cette année, c'est une année assez exceptionnelle.
This year was an exceptional year, very late. So we find ourselves with flowers in November.
Eric Fornell is the director of Duval-Loire Vineyard. He says this year brought late-blooming roses and a late harvest in October. That would have been relatively normal 20 years ago. But Fornell says the trend here has been that the grapes are ripening earlier and earlier.
Whether you're speaking of 2003, 2007, or 2011, we have started the harvest in August. The average harvest date 20 years ago was more like the end of September.
Cornell says he doesn't mind the earlier harvests, but that the shifting climate here in Champagne has sometimes meant trouble in the spring, because the grapes have also been budding earlier.
In 2012,
we had strong freezes in the spring. The early budding of the plant due to climate change makes them vulnerable to spring freezes, and we lost over half our harvest in May.
Most winemakers here would describe 2012 as catastrophic. But as the wind rushes up the valley, Fornell says that on balance, climate change so far has improved the quality of Champagne.
We have richer sugars in the grapes than we had 20 years ago, more potential alcohol, and a decline in acidity, which makes for a wine much more complex and balanced.
For the moment, you might even say that the warming trend here has put Champagne makers in a sort of climatic sweet spot. But things are changing fast, and it's the future that has many concerns.
Here we can simulate the effect of climate change. We can control everything, light, temperature, humidity.
Eric Duchesne enters a greenhouse at France's National Institute for Agricultural Research in Colmar. The institute has a team of scientists studying the potential impacts of climate change on grapes. Some of them are indirect.
Like an insect moving north to France and carrying a disease.
But Duchesne is looking at the direct effects of temperature.
We are afraid because everywhere in the world there is a kind of optimum temperature for grape growing. And after a certain level, everywhere in the world you have a decrease of quality.
Duchesne enters a huge incubator with young vines growing inside. He and his team hope to learn which varieties can be bred to maintain their aroma despite the increasing heat. Already the increase in Champagne is higher than the global average.
Since, let's say, 40 years is an increase of about 2 degrees of the mean temperature. But between, let's say, April and September, this increase is even higher.
Those higher temperatures are pushing the limits of any climate sweet spot, which means that sweet spot may be on the move from Champagne towards more northern regions, places, the French shudder to think, that may include England. Champagne grower Duval-Loire has actually considered buying land in England, but vineyard director Eric Fornell says that England isn't ready to produce excellent sparkling wine yet.
In 20 years, England, sparkling wine is very good. And Champagne...
Fornell laughs and gives the thumbs down signal to Champagne when comparing it to English sparkling wine 20 years from now. Perhaps he's joking at the absurdity of that scenario ever unfolding. The French are certainly working hard to make sure that it doesn't. But if the rate of change already underway here continues, no one knows if the famed producers of Champagne will be able to stay ahead of climate change. For The World, I'm Fawn Keim, Vertou, France.
Fawn's story was produced in partnership with the online news service, The Daily Climate. You can get a look at those lush Champagne vineyards. We've got a video at PRI.org. And tomorrow, Fawn travels to England, where sparkling wine production is on the rise.